Well, what's Easter all about? You know, for different people, it means different things. What's Easter all about? We're celebrating today, Resurrection Sunday. We're celebrating Easter. And you know, here at church, it started on Good Friday. Wow, we had a great Good Friday service. I mean, it was amazing, the presence of God. We are so grateful to God and what He did. And then last night's service, and then today, three services. We're celebrating. You know, when I grew up in the church. And the denomination that I grew up in, we always had a Good Friday service. And then on Saturday, the church would always have an Easter egg hunt. And the whole church would come out, we'd fellowship. And then we have, does anybody remember sunrise services on Sunday morning? We'd have a sunrise service, and then we'd buffet our body. You know, the ladies of the church and the kitchen, they'd fix a great big breakfast, and we'd have a wonderful time of fellowship. This is on Sunday morning now. Sunrise service, then a great time of fellowship and breakfast. Then we would go into Sunday school, and then we'd come out of Sunday school, and we stayed for church. And then we'd go home and come back Sunday night and celebrate again. Wow. It was more than bunnies and candy. Now, I'm definitely not against candy, okay? You know, I can get through any time of the year. You know, I don't eat candy. I don't eat sweets until Easter comes around. And then Kim, she tempts me with those Reese's, peanut butter, chocolate, eggs. Shame on her. I've eaten a whole bag already. Would y'all pray that I get delivered and that I break free of those Reese's peanut Easter egg butter. Wow, praise God. I'm thinking of them right now. I'm starting to lust. But you know, it's more than that, isn't it? It really is. And I pray that this morning, all over our city and every church, every pastor is explaining to people what Easter is all about. The real meaning of Easter. You know, I actually looked on the internet this morning, and there was a great big, you know, a picture there of people, you know, not understanding what Easter is all about, misunderstanding it, perplexed about it, don't understand the meaning of it. Well, you know, Easter, it's all about, number one, if you're a note taker, God loves you. Easter is all about God loves me and you. And then number two, if you're a note taker, what's Easter all about? It's all about God loves us. And then number two, it's all about Christ died for us. Jesus did for you what no other person will ever do. Jesus did for you what no other person will ever do. Easter is all about God loves us. Number two, it's all about Christ died for us. And number three, what's Easter all about? That God has a purpose for your life. God has a purpose for your life. Easter is all about, say it with me, God loves me. And then say it with me, Christ died for me. And then say it with me, God has a purpose for my life. And then number four points. What Easter is all about. And I hope every pastor in our city is sharing the Easter story today and telling people what Easter is all about. Number four, it's all about you and I living the blessed life. It's all about us living the blessed life. Not living a life that's dysfunctional or broken or fragmented. Not just, you know, existing, enduring, not dreading life, but Easter is all about new beginnings. Easter is all about resurrection. Easter is all about bringing life to things that were dead. A marriage, a job, a career, a ministry, a dream, a future. Easter is the good news. Without Easter, we have no hope. Right? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says that if Christ didn't die, then it's useless for us to live for God. Without Easter, we have no hope. But let's turn that around. Because of Easter, we have a future and we have hope. And when you live with hope, you have power to overcome everyday situations. So I want to share with you a whole bunch of scriptures. I hope that's okay. We love the Word at Church on the Rock. I want to build a case. And then at the end of the message, I want to give you four steps, a formula on how to live the blessed life. Four steps. Now, even though there's only four I'm going to give with you, they're not easy. Because you know what? Anything that God does, there's never a shortcut. There's never a shortcut. Anything that God wants to do in our life, there's never a shortcut. God always has a process. Everyone say process. God always has a process to take us from where we're at to where He wants us to be. There are no shortcuts in God. It isn't easy serving the Lord. There's a process in serving the Lord. So let's begin. Let's build our case. Let's go to Isaiah 53. And this is the prophecy concerning Jesus on the cross. So look what the Bible says. Verse 2. The servant grew up before God, a scrawny seedling, a scrubby plant in a parched field. This is referring to Jesus Christ. And it says there was nothing attractive about him. Nothing to cause us to take a second look. Verse 3. He was looked down upon and he was passed over. Does that sound like your life? He was looked down upon and he was passed over. A man who suffered, who knew pain firsthand. One look at him and people turned away. We looked down on him and we thought he was scum. Next verse. But the fact is, it was our pains that he carried. It was our disfigurements, all the things that are wrong with us. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. Next verse. But it was our sins. It was for us. It was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him. One translation says he was crushed so we could live a whole life. He was crushed so you and I could live a whole blessed life. So it says he was crushed for our sins. He took the punishment that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. That's what the cross is all about, right? That's what Good Friday, you know, we call it Good Friday because it was good for us. But it was the worst day. It was the worst day in the life of Christ. But because he went through the worst day of his life, you and I can live the blessed life. So let's look at it. Galatians, let's continue to build. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Why the cross? Why Easter? What's it all about? Christ has redeemed us. He has freed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, for it is written, it's quoting an Old Testament verse, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. What does that mean, Pastor? The tree is the cross. Everyone that hangs on a tree is cursed. Everyone that is on a cross is carrying a curse. Next verse, verse 14. Why did Jesus hang on the cross? Why is there Easter? What is this all about? What is Good Friday all the way to Resurrection Sunday morning? What is those 3 days? What is it all about? Why did Jesus go to the cross? He went so that the blessing, everyone say the blessing. Now remember, God loves you. Christ died for you. God has a purpose for you. And that purpose is to live the blessed life. Why did he hang on a cross? It's very simple, but yet profound. It's right before us in black and white. He hung on the cross so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through how? Faith. So there it is. That Easter is all about Jesus went to the cross. Jesus died for you and me because he has a plan and a purpose for our life. And the life that he wants us to live is not a weak life, a broken life. is not a life that we dread, is not a life that we fear, is not a life that we detest and despise, but he went to the cross so that we could live the blessed life. He went to the cross so that the blessing of Abraham might come on Jew and Gentile alike. Are you with me, family? But notice you can't tap into the blessing only and through by faith. Notice it comes by faith. So you got to believe in what we're saying today. You got to believe in why Jesus went to the cross, why he died for us. He went to the center part of the earth. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. And now he's risen from the dead. And the same spirit that he rose with lives in you today, the Holy Spirit. He's at the right hand of the Father. He's praying for you and me. What's that all about? So that the blessing of Abraham would come on you. But it won't come on you unless you believe it. Do you believe that God loves you? Do you believe that Christ died for you? Do you believe that God has a purpose for your life and you're not a mistake? Do you believe that God wants you to live the blessed life? Then you're positioned right now to live the blessed life. Come on, somebody, give him a good praise. Give him your best praise. It's Easter Sunday morning. Hallelujah. All right, Luke chapter 4, we're building a case. Luke chapter 4, and this is Jesus. And this is Jesus' first public sermon. It's his first public sermon. He's in the synagogue, and he stands up, and he reads the scroll from the book of Isaiah, and look what Jesus said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus is saying, I'm anointed. Jesus said, I'm anointed because he has appointed me to preach the good news. That's what I'm doing today. I'm preaching the good news. He came to preach the good news to the poor, and he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. If you're here today and your heart is broken, I've got good news for you today. Jesus can heal your broken heart. Yeah, he can restore and mend and repair and give you a brand new beginning today. So he came to heal the brokenhearted, to announce to the captive, you don't have to be a slave anymore. You don't have to be in bondage anymore. You can break free. You can break free of those Reese's peanut butter Easter eggs. You can break free and be released, and the blind will see, and the downtrodden will be freed from all of their oppressors. Next verse. Now, this is Jesus, family, right? This is Jesus, okay? And he said, and that God is ready. Everybody say, God is ready. God is ready. Again, God is ready. One more time, God is ready. Jesus came to let us know God is ready. What is God ready to do? God is ready to give blessings. Oh my goodness. That doesn't sound like religion to me. That sounds like relationship to me. That he came to give blessings to all. Everyone say all. That would be black people, white people, red people, brown people. That would be tall people, short people, rich people, poor people. Right? That would be people educated, non-educated, rich and poor. Anybody that decides today that says, I want to know Jesus. I want to know the risen Savior. I don't want religion. I don't want the institution, but I want a relationship. Those who come to him and say, I want to know you, Jesus. I want to serve you, Jesus. I want to live for you, Jesus. Then Jesus said, I've come to give you blessings. I went to the cross so that you could live the blessed life. The Bible said it very clearly that he hung on the cross, that he was crushed for us, that he took our wrongdoings, all of them. And he did all of that so that the blessing of Abraham would come on us. Well, what is the blessing of Abraham? I'm glad you asked that question. Let's go to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis 12, verse 1, 2, and 3. And here is when God calls Abram. Now, Abram later became Abraham. He's the father of the Jewish nation. He's the father of our faith. And God's calling him. And did you know that everyone in this room, God's calling you? That God has a call on your life? And so God is calling Abram. And then what I want you to see is once that Abram obeys the call and says yes to the call, listen very carefully, this is so good, then God shares with him 8 blessings that are going to come on him. In verse 1, 2, and 3, he shares 8 blessings that will come on him by simply obeying God's call on his life. You know, the blessings of God are conditional. The love of God is unconditional. God loves us in spite of all of our wrongdoings, right? But the blessings of the Lord are conditional. The blessings of the Lord are based on our obedience. The blessings of the Lord are based on our obedience. And so God calls him. Are you ready? Now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, get away from your family, get away from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. I want to extract from that verse. I want to bring to your attention, God is saying this. I want you to abandon everything to follow me. He's saying, I want you to surrender everything that brings you security and make me your security. I want you to surrender everything that would give you an identity, a security, everything that's familiar, everything that is your scaffolding that supports you. I want you to abandon all of it. I want you to forsake and leave all of it and follow me. I want you to make me first in your life. I want you to surrender and make me your source. That's what God's saying. And he's saying, Abram, if you do this, if you obey the call, if you'll say yes to the call, you'll answer the call, then Abram, 8 blessings are going to come on your life. Everyone say 8. Say 8. One more time, say 8. Now, 8 in the Bible is significant. Do you know what it means? New beginnings. 8 is the number for new beginnings. Easter is all about new beginnings. When you come to the end of your rope, when you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, when you think your best days are behind you, the good news is God has a new beginning for you. Maybe the chapter you're in has been the worst chapter in the narrative of the story of your life, but I've got good news for you that today could be the day of new beginnings. Resurrection life. That's what Easter is all about. And here, the blessing of Abraham, here we see 8 specific blessings in the blessing that will come on us as we surrender and obey God's word in our life. So let's look at it. Can we hear 8? We'll briefly go over them. First thing is he said, and I will show you. He said, if you leave your country and you leave your family, you leave your father's house, you obey me, you surrender me, you make me your source. He said that I'll take you to a land where you've never been before. He said, I'll take you to a land. I said, I'll show you your future. I'll take you to a land. I'll show you a new land. Now, what is that? Number one, that's guidance. God's saying, I'll guide you where you've never been. I'll lead you where you've never gone. One of the blessing and the blessed life is to have the leadership and the guidance of Almighty God directing our steps. When we choose, you heard the young man say that choices are the most powerful thing in our life. That we make our choices, and then our choices make us. We make our choices, and then our choices shape us. And God was saying to Abram, if you'll choose to serve me, if you'll say yes to my call on your life, then I will order your steps. Your path will get brighter and brighter and brighter. I'll lead you in the way that you should go. I'll whisper in your ear, this is the way that you should go. I'll teach you how to profit and which way you should walk that you will profit. These are all scriptures I'm quoting. So what's the first blessing of the blessed life? It's this. Why did Jesus go to the cross so you and I could live the blessed life? So that you and I wouldn't live blind, so to speak. So that you and I would make better choices, that we would allow him to lead and guide and direct our decisions, our choices, our steps, our relationships, the direction of our life. So the first blessing in the blessed life here is the Lord said, I'll take you to a land where you have never been before, and that's called guidance. Number two, next verse. He said, and I will make of thee a great nation. And I will make of thee a great nation. But in the Hebrew, it says that I will make out of you a great nation. In the Hebrew, it says, I will make out of you a great nation. Pastor, I don't understand. He's talking about potential. He's saying, Abram, I see in you what others don't see. He's saying, Abram, I can take what I put in you and I can bring out of you. Abram, you're a diamond in the rough. When you and I say yes to Jesus and we want to meet this Jesus and live for this Jesus, when we do that and we say yes to the call and we begin to live the blessed life, the first blessing is guidance in our life, direction in our life. The second is that he said, I will make out of you. What is that? Potential. You see, God sees in each and every one of us what no one else sees. Many of you heard the story when Kim and I went into the ministry in 1975. We went to our pastor, good pastor, loved God. He's in heaven today. We loved him. And we said, Pastor, we feel called to go into the ministry. He said, you and Kim will never make it. You and Kim don't have what it will take to be in the ministry. I'm so glad that God brought out of me what only he saw. There are things in you today. There are things that are lying within you today that only God sees. And God says, the blessed life, he said, not only will I make of a great nation, he was saying, Abram, I will make out of you. I will bring out your potential. Oh, that's the blessed life, isn't it? So that's number two. And then number three, I will bless thee. I will bless thee. You know, I want God to bless me. How about y'all? I want God to bless me. What's he saying? Look to me, Abram. Look to me. You know, we've all heard this. Well, it's who you know. No, I don't think it is. It's your network. It's relationships. I know they're important, but you know what? I think it's knowing God. I think that if we make God our source, God is the one that puts one down and another one up. God says that promotion doesn't really come from man, that promotion comes from the Lord. You see, if I'm looking for people to bless me, then they can curse me. But God says, if he blesses you, no one can curse you. Well, the blessed life. So what is the blessed life? There's eight blessings, and eight stands for new beginning. Easter is all about new beginnings. Easter is all about God loves you. Christ died for you. God has a purpose for your life, and that is to live the blessed life. Well, what does that look like? Being led by God. God leading and directing you. Making quality choices and decisions. Your path getting brighter. Every day of your life, you live with hope. You have a future. And then what is the next thing he said? I see in you what no one else sees in you. I can bring out of you what others have smothered, pushed down, looked over, saw as insignificant. God said, I'll bring it out of you, your best, your potential. And then number three, he says, I will bless you. Oh, I want the Lord to bless me. How about you? He said, I will. Look to me, Abram. I will bless you. Okay? And then the next, he says, and I will make your name great. What is that? Number four? I will make your name great. What is that? Reputation. Reputation. He said, I will, if you'll follow me, if you'll surrender to me, if you'll obey me, because all the blessings here are conditional on obedience. And how many of you know we grow in obedience? Come on, somebody. You don't just get born again and we obey God and everything he tells us to do. Can we have an Oprah moment here, a Dr. Phil moment? Can we be real? Come on. Abram didn't obey God at the beginning, right? He still brought his father along. And it was a journey, isn't it? So obedience is a growth process. So don't be discouraged today. But just begin to obey him in the little things. Go to church on Sunday. Pay your tithe. Praise Him every day. Share the good news. Just in the little things. And then when you need His blessing and guidance and favor in the big things, it'll be there. So notice that He said, I'll make your name great. What is that? Reputation. Did you know it's reputation that opens doors for you? Oh, yeah. You know, if they're looking for somebody to hire and they hear about you and your reputation, you come early, you stay late, you work smart, you work hard. Your reputation just opened the door for you. Oh, you need somebody? Oh, I know so-and-so. They're a hard worker. Oh, you need somebody? Oh, I know them. They're teachable. They have humility. They have generosity. They have integrity. Well, what is reputation? Character. Character. Did you know that character will take you to the top and keep you there? Did you know that character and reputation will open doors for you? Do you know that when, oh, Pastor, oh, man, you're really convicting me, Pastor, because I've got a bad rep. You know what? It's the day of new beginnings. God can take a bad reputation and turn it around. I believe, don't you? I really do. Because our reputation is a reflection of our character. And what makes up our character? Our thought life. Our thought life produces our character, and our character produces our reputation, and our reputation determines if doors open or not, if we get a job or not, if we get promoted or not. So what do I need to do? Allow God to change my thought process. Allow God to come in and sanctify my thinking, change my thinking. I change my character. I change my reputation. And now I go to a new level of living the blessed life. So number four is, He said, I will make your name great. And then what is this, number five? How many are there? And what does they stand for? And that's what Easter is all about. And that's why Jesus went to the cross, so that these blessings would come on us, right, church? We read it today from the Bible. It's more than Easter eggs and a bunny rabbit, okay? It's more than, you know, buffeting our body. And then He says, and you will be a blessing. What is the blessed life? The blessed life is a generous life. You shall be a blessing. What is that? God says, I not only want to bless you, but I want to bless you so much that you have enough left over to be a blessing. Part of the blessed life is that we become a channel of God's blessing. Doesn't the Bible say it's more blessed to? I'm coming over here. I feel we need it over here in this section. It's more blessed to than to. Oh, it really is. It really is. And so what is the part of this blessed life? Number five, He said, I will make you a blessing. Verse 3, and I will bless them that bless thee. Oh, wow. This is another benefit. This is another blessing of the blessed life. I will bless them that bless thee. What is that called? That's called the law of association. It's called the law of association. God said, those that invest in your life, I'll invest in theirs. You'll be a magnet. You will attract those into your life that want to bless you. And because of them blessing you, I will bless them. It's called the law of association. Do you remember that Lot was blessed because of Abraham? Yeah. So that's another benefit, is not only will you be blessed and you be a blessing, those that help you, those that serve with you, those that walk with you, those that partner with you, the overflow, they will be blessed. Because they're serving you, they're helping you, they're a partner with you, they're a friend to you, they believe in you, they're for you, they're behind you, they're with you. God says because of them supporting you, what I put on you will jump on them. It's contagious, the law of association. This is all about Easter. This is the blessed life. You say, Pastor, I don't have any friends like that. Then you need to do what the young man did. Remember, he said the five closest people in your life determine your life. And he said, I decided I didn't like the five closest people, and I changed out. We won't go there. Okay. And then he says, and those that curse you, God says, those that curse you, God will curse them. Oh, my goodness. What's God saying? I'll fight your battles for you. You know, if we get in the midst of trying to retaliate everyone that hurts us, harms us, does bad to us, we will use all of our energy on that and not have enough energy to run our race and fulfill our destiny. It'll be wasted energy, right? You know, this a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to a person not in this state, not in our church, and they were telling me how that years ago, a bunch of people came against them, him, and said some wrong things and brought some lawsuits. And he said, I lost everything. Pastor, I lost everything. I lost everything I had. And this man was very successful. He said, I lost everything I had. He said, my wife had a nervous breakdown. He said, our family, we were about to go through a divorce, our family. And he said, I wanted to get a lawyer. I wanted to fight back because what they were doing to me, Pastor, was wrong. It wasn't right. It wasn't fair. And God said, let me fight your battles. He said, those that curse you, I will curse them. And so he said, I said, okay, God, you can fight my battles. Long story short, God did. And he came out on top. It took years. But he came out on top. What's part of the blessed life? You know, don't spend all your life trying to retaliate, get even, get back, prove yourself, make things right. You're just wasting your energy. They're just taking space in your mind where you don't need them in your mind. Does that make sense? Okay, and then what is this? Is this number 8? I think it is number 8 as the team comes out. Number 8. And in thee, Abram, if you'll obey me. Abram, if you'll abandon everything, if you'll surrender all to me, if you'll make me your security, your identity, your source, if you'll do that, if you'll obey me, then Abram, these 8 blessings will come on you and give you the blessed life. What's Easter all about? Jesus hung on the cross so that we could have the blessing on Abraham on our life. You got to believe for it now. It won't happen if you don't believe for it. Remember that? And so you got to believe for it. And that starts by saying it. So the best thing you can do today is start declaring, I'm blessed and I'm living the blessed life because of Resurrection Sunday, the risen Savior. Oh, thank you, God, that I'm blessed and I'm a blessing. And you begin to declare these 8 blessings. Now, number 8 is this. He said, in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. What is that? Legacy. In you, Abram, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Generational blessing. Don't you want to be remembered even after you're gone for good? Don't you want to do something? Don't you want to plant a tree that gives shade to the next generation? Don't you want to make a difference with your life? That's what we're all about here at Church on the Rock, is helping people know God, find freedom, discover their purpose, and make a difference with their life. This is legacy. And he said, Abram, long after you're gone, you will still be influencing families all over the earth. Don't you want that legacy? I think we do. That's the 8th blessing. Now, Pastor, you promised us, you told us, you give us 4 keys on how to live the blessed life. I did. So let's look real quick at Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, if we could. And let's look here in Deuteronomy chapter 30. You can't say, how can we obey the Lord's commands? They are across the sea, and someone must go across them, bring them back, and explain them to us. Next verse. No, these commands are nearby, and you know them by heart. All you have to do is what? Obey. So there you go. Obey. There's one right there. I have to begin. Pastor, it's hard for me. Just start with the small things. He said, go to church on the first day of the week. He said, bring the tithe on the first day of the week. He said, every day just lift your hands and praise Him. He said, forgive those who hurt you, right? Just begin to do those things you know to do, because all the blessings are conditional on obedience. Obey them. Next verse, verse 15. Today, everyone say, today, God is giving us a choice. Oh my goodness, you can choose life and success or death and disaster. It's your choice. Next verse. I'm commanding you to be loyal to God. That's number 2. Put God first. Obey God. And then he says, if I obey God's word, number 2, if I put God first, like Abram did, if I abandon everything else and make God first in my life, most important in my life, then he said, live the way he's told you to live. Oh my goodness, live the life he's told you to live. Don't settle for any other life. Don't copy someone else's life, but live the life He's called you to live. Say yes to His call. And then He says, and obey His teachings. You're about to cross the Jordan River and take the land that God wants to give to you. Are you ready for a new beginning? Are you ready for a new season? Are you ready to live the blessed life? Are you ready to enjoy the benefits of what Jesus Christ has done for us this weekend? I say yes. But you know what? It's your choice. It's your choice. Next verse. Can we look at verse 17? If you obey God. Family, this is worth buying all those new Easter clothes and coming to church. This one right here. Look at this. This is the Bible. If you obey God, you will live and become successful and become powerful. That's the life I want you to live. That's the life that God wants you to live. That's why Jesus went to the cross. And then He said, but on the other hand, you can choose to disobey God, reject God. It's your choice.